South Central Kansas has been missing from Amtrak's map for decades. The region hasn't had passenger rail in more than 40 years. Now, President Joe Biden's proposed infrastructure plan could bring service back to the area. KMUW's Nadia Foe recently visited Ark City, where local officials say the return of passenger rail could be a game changer, if Congress makes it a reality.
Sitting in the middle of Wilson Park near downtown Arkansas City is a massive black steam engine from 1910. Kids are clamoring all over it like it's a jungle gym. The city restored the old Atchison Northern Santa Fe locomotive in 2008. It's a symbol of the importance the rail industry has played in Ark City's 150-year history. But like the rest of South Central Kansas, the town hasn't had passenger rail service since 1979, when Amtrak ended its Lone Star route between Chicago and Houston. Pam Crane is the executive director of Visit Ark City.
My dad was a railroader, and so a couple of times in my childhood we rode the passenger train, and so it would just really be neat to be able to have that opportunity here in Ark City to be able to catch it here.
President Joe Biden's massive infrastructure plan, which includes more than $60 billion just for rail, is giving a boost to a years-long effort to bring passenger rail back to the region. On Amtrak's long wish list of new and improved rails is the Heartland Flyer, which makes one trip a day between Dallas and Oklahoma City. Advocates and Amtrak want to extend the route north to Newton, passing through Guthrie and Ponca City, Oklahoma, and Wichita and Ark City on the Kansas side of the tracks. That could mean big things for the rural town of about 12,000 people, says Ark City Mayor Scott Rogers.
It would absolutely be an economic driver, and I think that's one thing that excites a lot of these communities between Oklahoma City and Wichita, or if you want to extend it on down to Dallas, Dallas to Kansas City. Everyone already goes to those communities, so it's nice for them to come and experience what these smaller communities have to offer. That, I mean, that's what excites me, and the economic impact, would be huge.
Crane agrees.
You know, we're just about 17 miles off of I-35. And so if you're traveling any distance, you're probably going to be out on I-35. So you miss us completely. And so this would be an opportunity for people to take that, you know, just stop and see a little bit about what we are about.
Ark City's on board, pun intended. So are Wichita, Hutchinson, and Sedgwick County. The Kansas and Oklahoma legislatures both passed resolutions of support this year for the development, funding, and implementation of the Heartland Flyer extension. So the desire is there. The funding is another story. Here's KDOT Secretary Julie Loren speaking to a passenger rail commission earlier this year.
You don't need to waste your time thinking about trying to find some legislation for passenger rail. We have authorizing legislation that's needed. What we need is money.
Updating the tracks to handle passenger trains would run about $30 million in Kansas and triple that in Oklahoma. And that's just the upfront cost. Eventually, the states would have to take on the cost of operations. But even with the hefty price tag, advocates say it's worth it. Deborah Fisher is the head of the Northern Flyer Alliance in Kansas, which is pushing for the expansion.
The legislatures of both states want it. Mayors and community members want it, and the federal government has said they're going to pay for it. I mean, I don't know a better formula, honestly.
Republican Representative Ron Estes said in a statement the common sense extension of the Heartland Flyer would be a win for our region, and Senator Jerry Moran expressed support during a call with Amtrak in June.
The investment extending the Heartland Flyer would be invaluable to Kansans, as I say, also invaluable to the Southwest Chief would stop in Newton, and what a difference that will make in the ridership of that long-distance line.
But the infrastructure plan still faces opposition in Congress. Moran was part of a bipartisan group that worked with Biden to renegotiate his proposal from $2 trillion down to about $1.2 trillion, but Moran voted against the bill when it passed the Senate last month. Fisher, with the Northern Flyer Alliance, says many politicians just don't really see rail as infrastructure.
And we are trying to work with, you know, Kansas and Oklahoma congressional delegates to change their position on that. This is infrastructure. It's good for the economy. It's good for jobs. It's good for families.
Back in Ark City, officials here aren't just waiting around on Congress. Mayor Scott Rogers says they've already talked to BNSF about using the northern end of a small, worn depot a few blocks away from the historic downtown.
Long term, talked about maybe coffee or snacks, internet, some chairs, some seating, just so we could have some accommodations for those traveling.
But there's not much else they can do until rail funding comes through and Amtrak can start work on the Heartland Flyer extension. For KEMUW News, I'm Nadia Foe.